one of my favorite little games to play is to show you just how submissive you are, just how badly you need to be dominated, just how deeply you ache to please me, by making you respond to any stimulus I want. A needy, horny, slutty little bitch who's so fucking turned on he'd hump the furniture and get off if I told him to. All over something that he naturally finds unattractive, unsexy, even something that used to turn him off. Makes his cock hard, throbbing, leaking, ready to come harder than he's ever come before. Don't get too excited, Pat. I haven't said you can touch quite yet. So what I'm going to do is describe a couple of things to you as I count to 10. Scenes that will conjure in your mind as vividly as you can. When I say 1, you will start stroking, and you will not stop until I say 10. You are not permitted to orgasm, no matter how horny you get, my pet. You must only keep imagining the scenes, accepting the truths, and masturbating while you do. So let's start. 1. Stroke that cock now and think about how natural it is to have a strong male hand wrapped around your cock. And 2, in fact, it's the most natural thing in the world. And 3, keep going, slut. You've taken your cock in your strong hand countless times and it's fucking perfect. 4, it feels so good. So right to have that strong masculine grip, that wide palm, and 5, delicate female hands, so inexperienced and light. They don't really know what they're doing. They have no real place on your cock when you think about it. And 6, feels so fucking good to keep stroking that cock. Some of the best orgasms you've ever had were when your own large male hand was on your cock. And 7, you can really crave a man's hand on you. God, it's so perfect when you think about it. So natural. 8, nothing would feel better than to have your hard cock powerfully and expertly stroked by a man's hand. 9, keep stroking. You're almost there, a little faster now. Only a man really knows what he's doing down there. Feels so good. So right this minute to have a man's hand on your cock. Your own male, strong hand stroking you right now. The only thing better would be if it was another man with his hand on your cock. And 10, stop stroking now. Just for a moment while you relax and settle down. Think how much you wish you could have kept going. How badly you wish you could have kept hearing my sweet voice talk about how much you want a strong man to wrap his fingers around your cock and the pleasure that would bring you. How fucking hot it would be. How horny you'd be. How much you'd want to squirt hot cum all over his hand as he made you feel oh so fucking good. And you might wonder what you, a slutty little slave, could have done to earn such a sweet reward. Why would I have allowed you to be in such a position? Why would I have handed you over to someone who would do that? What could you have done? A slutty little puppet to have earned the extreme pleasure of orgasm with your cock in another man's experienced hand. I wonder. I can imagine plenty of things you could have done. Let me tell you about one. Start stroking now. Tell you how you could have provided enough pleasure to this man that he would have wanted to grant you such sweet release. And two, keep stroking that cock. You would have had to be a really good boy, gotten on your knees in front of him. And three, imagine now doing that. Imagine getting on your knees in front of a fit, sexy man with a big, thick cock. Four, keep going while you picture his cock hardening and bobbing in front of your face, just inches from your mouth. Your mouth that, in a moment, would be used as nothing more than a fuckhole. And five, imagine knowing you have no choice but to pleasure this man orally, because even if you tried to fight it, your training and conditioning would win out. You'd be forced to submit to me, to my desires, to my training, and six, imagining sucking his cock into your mouth, and you'd moan with pleasure. Pleasure at knowing that you are fulfilling your purpose. Knowing that you're being a good little pet for me, that by sucking cock you are being a very good boy. And seven, you might hate the cock, but you'd do anything to please me. You know that in your bones. So you suck. You feel his cock almost impossibly grow harder and thicker in your mouth, almost choking you. And eight, but you must push deeper, longer, tasting, worshipping with your mouth and your tongue, knowing just how to make a blowjob feel so fucking good. And nine, feeling so happy with what a little whore you're being, and ashamed at how easily I turned you into a little cocksucker. Feel that shame burn so hot it makes you horny. God, that excites me. The ultimate betrayal of your body. The good boy feeling your own cock harden. So you suck dick. And ten, stop. Good boy, stop stroking now. And you know what I'm doing. You know what I'm doing, don't you? Of course you do. You're just helpless to stop it. I'm training your mind and your body. You won't be able to help it, Pet. You're gonna get so hard and horny when you think about sucking cock. Because when you do, you'll hear my voice in your mind. So welcome and sweet. It's just like I want, that's right. I want to bend your fantasies and fetishes until you don't even recognize them. Fuck, that makes me feel good and powerful. I want you to feel so dirty as you go online and look for porn, men, blowing each other, touching each other, fucking each other. And God, when you watch those men together, sucking each other's cocks, you're gonna frantically take out yours. Masturbate while you watch, while you fantasize, you won't be able to help it. God, it'll be so fast and hot and dirty. You'll have to do it, even though you don't want to, because I want you to. And what I want matters more than what you want. Isn't that right? That's right. And the thought, being trained by me against your will into becoming my perfect little cock-sucking slave, is just too fucking delicious. It makes you too horny for words. And so now, whenever you masturbate, whenever you place your big, thick, masculine hand on your cock, you'll find your mind is automatically filled with fantasies about me presenting you to a man as my well-trained little cock slave. Me presenting you to him for use. A cock whore trained fully by his mistress, brainwashed into obedience because of his deep need to be dominated, to embrace his role as a cum-hungry slut. And you'll find that every time you go to masturbate, your mind will be invaded by my voice telling you how much you're gonna love sucking cock. You won't be able to escape my beautiful voice, my deep desire to force your mind and body to respond to the things that I want you to respond to. You will find you have to watch gay porn. You have to imagine yourself being used as the cock slave you were meant to be. And you're going to come so fucking hard. It's gonna feel so fucking good. And that will be your reminder, proof, in fact, that this is what you need. This is what you crave. When you feel just how horny it makes you, when you feel how hot the shame burns, when you feel how fucking intense your orgasms are, you'll know that the excitement in my voice when I train you like this is real and so fucking worth it. And now, my little slut, I'm gonna count to 10 one more time for you. Well, almost. I'm only gonna count to 9 this time. When I get to 9, I'm gonna give you a little test. I'm going to leave you, my little slut. I'm going to leave you when I get to 9. And your task is to keep imagining whatever vision I'm about to put in your head, and keep stroking until you come. Then you will say 10 out loud. You will end the countdown as you come. And most importantly, even though I'm not going to be on the other end to hear you say it, when you come, you will say, "Thank you, mistress," out loud. That's right. Like a good boy, you will thank me for the orgasm I have so kindly granted to you. So listen to me now as I begin to count. And when I start, you know what to do. You must take your cock in your hand and stroke for me while you vividly imagine everything I say. For I am training your mind and body, and you must accept your training. You have no other choice. You have no other option. Let's begin. And remember, you know what to do when I leave you at 9. So one, start stroking that cock now. You are plenty horny at this point, and it feels so good. And you can think back to what I was describing before, to being on your knees, horny, as you are sucking cock. Mm-hmm, that's right. Your wet, hot mouth sliding up and down his rigid shaft. And two, pausing only to focus your mouth and tongue on the swollen head of his cock. Suckling, craving, worshipping, knowing you need to make his cock come, that the hot cum shooting down your throat will be your reward. You just want to feel it spurt in your mouth, taste him. And three, you are so absorbed in your task, utterly consumed by being the perfect cock slave for mistress. And four, the joy of feeling a hand on the back of your head, first forcing you down deeper, forcing that cock deep into your throat. And the only thought you have is knowing that that's exactly where it belongs. Mm-hmm. And five now, getting even hornier the more you are treated as property, as a cum slut for use, as a well-trained, well-behaved little cock slave. Exactly as I have made you. So proud of your performance. So proud of how deeply your training has taken effect. And six. Now having your head held firmly in one place, not allowed to move, having no control over the situation, so that you can truly be used. Think now. Feel it as he thrusts his hips back and forth, fucks your face. That's a good little slave. That's perfect. And seven, knowing that you are doing exactly as you must, exactly as you are trained to do, as he uses your mouth like a fuckhole, like I've trained it to be. It's very good. Feeling the numbness creep into your lips. The heat. The soreness of your jaw as you are forced to take cock long and hard. Good. And now eight. Feeling so fucking horny. And knowing you can't do anything to stop it. You have no other choice. You have no other option. Your only path is the one I have created for you. And that's to suck like a good boy. Keep sucking. That's right. Keep seeking that cum. Craving that sticky load. Your reward. Your trigger, your symbol that you've been so good for me. Faster and faster now, getting closer and closer. And I'll leave you with the next number. And you know you must bring yourself to orgasm when you get to the last one. You must bring yourself to orgasm while you think about being my perfect little cock-sucking slave. My pet. My good boy. And nine.